A lawsuit is filed against the U.S. Bureau of Land Management over permitting for mineral exploration near Haynes, and a look at Southeast's first commercial red king crab fishery in 6 years. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. The United States Bureau of Land Management is facing a lawsuit centered around permitting for a mine exploration project near Haynes. The Chilkat Indian Village of Klukwan and three conservation organizations filed a complaint against BLM Monday. The Canadian company Constantine Metal Resources is conducting mineral exploration known as the Palmer Project, about 35 miles north of Haynes. In 2016, BLM approved Constantine's plan to expand operations at the site. The agency conducted an environmental assessment and received public comments. It found potential environmental impacts to be insignificant and gave Constantine the go-ahead. This year, the company received approval for a road extension. The complaint claims BLM failed to consider future impacts of mine development before approving the expanded exploration plan at the Palmer Project. Guy Archibald is the staff scientist at the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
The reality is that 100% of full-fledged mines start as exploration projects, and it needs to be analyzed as such.
The plaintiffs say BLM violated the National Environmental Policy Act and the Administrative Procedure Act when it approved Constantine's plans. SEAC, Lynn Canal Conservation, Rivers Without Borders, and the Chilkat Indian Village filed the lawsuit against BLM. They're represented by the Alaska Office of Earth Justice, a nonprofit environmental law firm. Kimberly Strong is the president of the Chilkat Indian Village. She says they expressed concern throughout the permitting process about possible negative effects of a hard rock mine on the Chilkat watershed. Strong says the village has and continues to rely on the river.
In our community, our ancestors have always said, look around us, we're living in a food bowl. When we look at the mountains, we look at sustainability of our livelihood through what we can receive from the nature around us.
In different sections of its environmental assessment, BLM does address NEPA requirements to look at cumulative impacts for 2014 to 2019 during exploration. But the plaintiffs say concerns about environmental impacts of a potential mine development weren't considered in the permitting process. BLM representatives declined to comment for this report, saying the agency cannot discuss ongoing litigation. Eric Hawley is the president of Lynn Canal Conservation.
BLM has to consider reasonably foreseeable future impacts if the mine is developed. And if they wait until discovery, then the public has very little opportunity to comment on things such as the risk of acid mine drainage.
The complaint asks for the approvals to be invalidated. Plaintiffs want the current permitting to be put on hold and for BLM to go back and fulfill the obligations they believe were not satisfied. Meredith Trainer is the executive director of SEAC.
What we really want is to see the court have BLM comply with the law and put the project on hold until a time when the BLM complies. We also want to make sure the agency goes back and fully considers the potential environmental impacts, which is what I was speaking to before, including impacts from the actual future development of a mine, were that to come to be.
The Chilkat Indian Village's Strong says she wants to make one thing clear.
We're really not trying to hurt the economy of our community, but really trying to be able to be good stewards of the land that's been entrusted to us and entrusted to the next generation.
Constantine did not want to comment for this story, other than to say the company is, quote, committed to responsible mineral exploration. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Abby Collins. This fall's commercial fishery for red king crab in Southeast Alaska was the first opening in 6 years. Initial data that's been collected shows modest harvests in the strictly managed fishery. KFSK's Angela Denning reports.
One area of the fishery is still open in southern Southeast, but most of the region is closed to commercial red king crab fishing. Data will remain estimates until mid-December, as fish tickets are still being processed. but it appears that harvests fell short of what managers were targeting. Using information from Collins from fishermen and estimated weights, managers estimate that just over 130,000 pounds of red king crab was caught. The guideline harvest, or GHL, that managers were shooting for was 201,200 pounds region-wide. But in this fragile fishery, it's better to stay under the guideline harvest levels than to go over it, according to state managers. Joe Stratman is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game's lead crab biologist for Southeast.
You kind of do the best you can with this. We knew management accuracy would be difficult, but we wanted to not exceed GHLs. We haven't had a commercial fishery in a number of years. You know, we wanted to get as close as we could to these and not exceed them, and I think we did that.
Managers approached the fishery conservatively because there were a lot of unknowns. They were trying to find a way to monitor harvests as they were happening. So they opened the fishery for just 24 hours and then conducted dock sampling for 4 days before reopening two of the areas. Managers weren't sure how the effort was going to be distributed. Stratman says the stand-down period for 4 days was vital.
Without a stand-down period, it would have been difficult, if not completely impossible, to get any port sampling data. And that's really, the only source of information we have on recruit percentage in the commercial harvest. So we feel that's important information.
Recruit crab are just reaching commercial harvestable size. The 24-hour period included 4 surveyed areas. Some fishermen KFSK interviewed before the fishery thought it was too restrictive. But harvests near Juneau were productive. In 11A, Fish and Game estimates that 101% of the 18,600 pound GHL was taken. In another area on southern Admiralty Island, they estimate that approximately 57% of the 20,000 pound GHL was taken. Seymour Canal on eastern Admiralty Island also had a 20,000 pound GHL, and fishermen harvested about 29% of that. Only one permit holder fished an excursion inlet, so that information remains anonymous. The northern non-surveyed area closed on November 27th because managers estimated that they would reach the desired harvest level for the area. They think that 98% of harvest was taken there. Information for the southern non-surveyed area is not yet in. The area has a 35,000 pound GHL, but Stratman says there are only a few fishermen there and there hasn't been a big harvest. All in all, the Juneau area appears to have met its harvest target, while the other areas fell short. But the harvests mirror what managers have seen in recent surveys.
I guess, you know, you always strive for management accuracy and as a manager. And ideally, you know, you'd get 100% of these, all 6 GHLs. But there is definitely a region-wide component to this.
What happens with the red king crab fishery in the future is unknown. But Stratman says the outlook is good.
Just talking to the permit holders, I think people are encouraged with red king crab. They seem to be seeing a lot of smaller crab. In some areas, actually, they were seeing some soft crab, which was kind of interesting. Light crab that they weren't able to retain. You know, we think that the molt is April, May, June. So some areas may have had a late molt. Or, you know, another thing that can happen is if there's a lot of crab recruiting in a given year, they could be competing for resources, and that could make it so that it takes them longer to harden up and be marketable. So, you know, I think there are some encouraging signs, both what we've been seeing in our survey over the last few years, also in the fishery this year.
Not all tickets for the red king crab fishery have been processed, but it looks like the average price was $10.35 a pound. That puts the total value of the fishery to date at $1.3 million. Surveys for the king crab fishery next year begin in June. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Oh,